Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Firefighters have begun mop-up operations on the Bald Hill Fire near Hoopaw, and full containment of the 200-acre blaze is expected by Wednesday. The 400 or so firefighting personnel on the scene will continue to look for hot spots, maintain the fire line, begin erosion control efforts in the burned-out areas. Local residents should be prepared for a lot of heavy vehicle traffic as firefighters and equipment move through the area. In Mendocino County, fire crews are being released to their home agencies as mop-up operations on the Black Fire continue. That blaze destroyed 5 residences and 6 other buildings as it raced through dry grass and brush and burned more than 400 acres. Just over 200 personnel remain on scene, and high heat and low humidity remain a concern, and crews will continue to strengthen control lines around the perimeter and search for hotspots. The Happy Camp complex continues to burn in eastern Humboldt. The blaze has scorched more than 112,000 acres and stands at 55% containment. Smoke from that fire continues to be a concern in the fire area and for communities to the north and on the coast. The Hoopa Valley Tribe is concerned that more salmon will die, and that's the reason they're asking for more water in the lower Klamath River. A pathologist with the Fish and Wildlife Department is saying that Klamath River salmon are suffering from a severe ailment. It's the same ailment that caused a massive fish kill in 2002. A hydrologist for Hoopa Tribal Fishery said he is afraid that all fish in the lower Klamath could die unless water flow is increased. River water has been diverted to inland agribusiness because of the drought. Lower water flow allows for more diseases and parasites, according to experts, and the Hoopa hydrologist said that only a water increase could protect the salmon. The investigation into the fatal fire that claimed the life of 52-year-old Kelly Nichols in Arcata on September 10th has determined that Nichols set the fire herself. Neighbors at the apartment complex on Alliance Road report that once the fire started, they tried to convince Nichols to come outside to safety, but that she refused to do so and perished before search teams reached her. Arcata fire investigators ask that anyone who has any information about the incident contact the department. Congressman Jared Huffman's office announced that the Border Coast Airport Authority has received $9.2 million for construction of enhanced runway safety areas at the Del Norte County Airport, areas required for all commercial airports. The project is necessary for Del Norte to maintain its status as a commercial airport, and it comes after difficult negotiations about the impact to wetlands near airport property. Airport Authority President Dave Finnegan said in a statement that the environmental process has been arduous, and he said, "We are pleased to be moving from the permitting stage to the construction stage." You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. County Director of Public Works Tom Mattson has dealt with serious budget cutbacks over the past 6 years, and there remains one area of funding under his supervision that has yet to catch up, road funding. Mattson was on hand when the engineering study was done on county roads and bridges, and that report was not heartening.
Roads and bridges across the nation have been deteriorating. We had a few good years with the voter-approved Proposition 1B funds and the American Recovery Act that forestalled a lot of further degradation, but now we're in a period of, again, not having a lot of funding available to keep our roads together.
Maintenance of roadways is key and cheaper, as Mattson points out.
Unfortunately, what it means is our roads are getting into a state of needing total reconstruction rather than preventative maintenance, which is much more expensive to do.
Roads are vitally important to the quality of life and the economic health of our communities behind the Redwood Curtain. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.